We talk about STEM all the time. Well, since half of STEM is math and science, it stands to reason that a doctoral program that has both of those in it might be fairly important. The Washington State University College of Education has just that. The Mathematics and Science Education program is led by Dave Slavitt at WSU Vancouver, though the students are scattered all over the state. We talked briefly with Dr. Slavitt about what the current math and science landscape is in our country and why this program stands to make a huge difference for both the doctoral students themselves as well as the individuals whom they do and will serve. Education Eclipse starts now.
These are the conversations happening inside education that are going to transform education. The Teaching and Learning Insider is on Education Eclipse.
Here on Education Eclipse, and I'm joined by Dave Slavitt, who is a professor of math education at WSU Vancouver. And Dave, I know that this is a conversation that warrants hours of discussion. We're going to boil it down to, you know, 5-6 minutes here. So throwing that out right up top, talk about math education right now. What is the current landscape within education, and what are some of the struggles with math ed, and what are some of the opportunities that we have?
So right now, the Common Core dominates the discussion. The Common Core is an agreed-upon set of curriculum guidelines as well as instructional guidelines that have been adopted by almost all the states in the country. Many people think that the Common Core is basically rules of what to teach kids, and it is to some degree. There are specific benchmarks, mathematical learning benchmarks at various grade levels, but sort of a less talked about piece of the Common Core is what's called the mathematical practices, which is a list of 8 things that every student should be able to do in a mathematics classroom. They include things like communicate your understanding, solve problems, justify your reasons, and a really big one that is somewhat novel to Common Core in relation to past such recommendations is the idea of perseverance, being able to not stop after you can't do a math problem in 3 seconds and persevere through a problem. There's an assumption there that the problem will take more than 3 seconds. And in terms of your question about the whole landscape, there is quite a few math curricula out there that have basically 30 problems on your homework, and all of them are exactly the same. And if you know how to do the first one, you know how to do the last one. And it becomes working through 30 problems relatively quickly and not really learning anything but how to do that particular skill or way of solving the problem. Other math curricula have much fewer problems, and those problems would require, therefore, a little more reasoning, a little more justification, a variety of ways of not only explaining your thinking, but writing down your thinking on paper. So the notion of perseverance in that context actually makes sense. So one of the things we have right now in the country in terms of math education is somewhat of a divide, which is a common theme these days, in terms of how much to press kids on their thinking. And it's quite easy for districts and schools to sort of package mathematics in a way that it's readily available to kids and also readily teachable by classroom teachers, which would be to constrict how kids think and constrict how kids solve problems into just a few things. And that makes those things fairly easy to teach and fairly easy to assess. When you expand the box, it becomes much more difficult to teach and much more difficult to assess, but it also puts a lot of power in the hands of kids, and the amount of learning that can occur greatly expands.
Yeah, and I'm sure this would be an amazing conversation additionally with someone from our educational psychology program, you know, the assessment angle, which obviously is one reason that it's been what it's been for so long. Sometimes it's hard to assess certain things. Let's bring the math and science ed program into the conversation here at WSU. What is it that this program that you are involved in, what is it that it helps these pre-service or, you know, teachers going back to school, getting their PhD, what is it that helps them to do?
So let me talk about a couple of programs. One is at the PhD level, we have the Math and Science Education PhD. And those are preparing future leaders of the field to become researchers or perhaps curriculum developers or perhaps even instructional coaches in districts. And the idea there is to get them current on the literature, get them current on best practices, and then go out and find out what's happening and find ways of improving. At the pre-service level, we also have a middle-level mathematics endorsement, which consists of 5 courses. Those are designed to be sort of hybrid courses of our pre-service teachers learning additional math content, as well as learning ways that kids actually think in classrooms about that content. And then you can have conversations about how to go about teaching that content. So we think we're quite successful. We're actually doing some research on our program, and we're finding that it is making an impact both on their content knowledge as well as their ways of thinking about how to develop understandings in kids.
Dave, I wish we had, you know, multiple hours to give to this. We'll end on this. What do you feel is, I don't want to ask your favorite thing, but what is something that has really stood out to you as this is success? Like, this is making it all worth it.
So when I see examples of teachers who are willing to take risks in their math classroom and give up that control about what's correct, about how to do it, and then I see kids pick that up in the math classroom and say, oh, wow, yeah, maybe I can think about this on my own. And I see them actually solving problems in ways that they haven't been directly told how to solve them. That, I think, is where sort of the rubber meets the road and where the greatest successes happen.
All right, Dave Slavitt, thank you so much. Professor of Math Education here at WCU Vancouver. Thank you very much, Dave.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to Education Eclipse, a College of Education podcast from Washington State University.